Hey, everybody. I'm your girl, Jessie Mae. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast. How you doing? How you living? How you loving? How you learning? Are you burning? Are you earning it? I am here. It is another day, another dollar. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're filled with light and love. I'm filled with gas because I was in Catalina this past weekend. Catalina Wine Mixer. I flew in a fucking helicopter, almost sharted on a child. Two separate incidences. Incidences? It's getting started early on this episode. How we doing? How's everybody living? I am very excited about this episode. But before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to all the Patreon members that we have. Thank you guys so much for making this fun, for supporting me, for trusting me with your time and energy. Shout out to you guys. If you guys aren't a part of the Patreon club, join it. Patreon.com/JessieMayPeluso to get exclusive videos only available through the club. Also, our YouTube page is up and running. BAM will be available 2 times a month, every other week. That's Bong and Movie. If you're like, what the fuck is Bong and Movie? It's when I get stoned and watch a movie. I blast a bong and I watch one of my favorites, a classic, a new movie. Something that everyone has said that I need to see and I haven't seen, like Godfather. I know. Scarface. I know. I haven't seen either of them. But hey, I've got a show now where I can watch them. Check it out on my YouTube page, youtube.com/JessieMayPeluso. Subscribe, share, watch the shows. It's a whole bunch of fun there too. And also, don't forget you can book me on Book Cameo. I'll send you a custom motherfucking video. There's been a lot of husbands booking me to send their wives videos, which I am here for. Literally, I'm here for the emotional support. Speaking of emotional support, I took a sip of my wine, my organic wine. And this week, I think I got all the information. Did you guys get all the information? You know about the Patreon club? Join that fucking Patreon club. Just a couple bucks a month and you get so much content, hours of content. It's a fraction of the cost of like Hulu or Netflix, and it's my crazy wild life, and it's a lot of fun. Join it, support. I appreciate you. YouTube page, a bunch of other videos available there, and the Cameo. You can get a custom video from me through Cameo. This week, I am so excited about this episode. It's with one of my nearest and dearest friends, a swap cast, if you will, because it was posted on her podcast yesterday, and she was kind enough to do a swap cast with me because I think you guys will love it too. And it's with my sister. This girl knows more about me than most of my family members. We've shared so many memories together, and I look forward to talking to her every single time I get an opportunity to. So we were like, let's just fucking podcast. I hope you enjoy this Swapcast episode with my sister from Girl Code and the Secret Keepers Club, the one, the only, the very Italian, very Long Island, and very adorable Miss Carly Aquilino. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal look.
Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind.
It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You'll probably laugh.
Hopefully you'll laugh.
The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Oh, how do I do it?
It says recording.
All right, there you go.
It says it. I hear it.
It says it. You look cute.
You look cute. I got glasses here.
I should be wearing glasses. I've been crying for 3 days.
Two.
I should put some fucking glasses on.
Real. Have you been crying? Oh, God. I honestly, I don't think there's been a day where I haven't cried.
If I think about it, if I think about anything, especially if I think about not crying, I'm a cry.
Oh, I'm a cry. Mm-hmm. I'm a cry. If I'm a think about, like,
are you cleaning your
I was brushing my hair and I gotta show you. Wait.
I have the same brush as that, and it's so random, and I don't know where the fuck I got it. Did they give it to us or some shit at Girl Code or make us buy it? Like, were they like, oh, this brush will change your fucking life?
Yes, they did.
Are the hallways where everyone's just got to scream and yell in the hallways?
Girl,
I'm yelling. The guy above me is doing fucking CrossFit right now. I'm pretty sure I hear weights dropping. He's running from left to right.
And it's like, where you are, it's like midnight.
Oh, forget it. It's midnight.
Who's doing CrossFit right now? This is the greatest brush for people who have long hair, people who have fine hair, hair.
Yeah, it's a Mason Pearson. That's what it's called.
Excuse me. Can we talk about the Japanese wand behind you?
My face.
Is that the Eastern Sun?
Last week I had Aged Foley on and he goes, are you in a hotel?
Aged Foley? Who's Aged Foley?
Aged Foley, he's a comic. He's so fucking funny. He goes, are you in a hotel? I was like, no, I'm at my house.
Are you in Lost in Translation? And oh, that's God. You're sleeping in a fireplace.
Oh yeah, I sleep in a fireplace just in case I ever want to, you know, finally put this thing to an end. All right. I'm going to start it. Ready? Yeah.
Okay. Get started.
I'm like, we're doing it already. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy to have you here as always. I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are great. Keep spreading the word. I love you. I'll kiss you all right on the lips. This week we have a very special guest. You all know her. She's a favorite of everybody in the whole world. And she's one of my favorite people in the whole world. And her hair's stuck in her headphones and I'm pretending like I don't see it. Jessie Mae Peluso is with us today and she's on mushrooms. And I'm drunk. Oh my God, you have a whole bag, girl. By the way, that's not microdosing. That's a full stalk. She's like, I'm microdosing. This bitch pulls out a portobello mushroom.
I haven't said a word. I've been microdosing since yesterday.
That is not microdose. That is not a microdose. That is a full dose.
Oh my By the way, God. This is all my ex's dicks. They look like shriveled wizard staffs. Not fun of an effect as these mushrooms. Yeah, right, I'm on mushrooms.
Exactly. I knew Jesse was on mushrooms. It's like 12 p.m. What time is it? Oh, it's 10. It's 10. It's 10 p.m. in NYC right now, and Jesse had a day on mushrooms by a lake. She was by a lake. She was on land. And I was like, do you want to do the podcast? She was like, yeah, I'm getting back from the week. So it's late and I'm drunk.
It was an ocean.
It was, girl, that was a fucking lake. I'm sorry, but that was a lake. Girl, you're about to tell me that shit with no waves was an ocean.
It was a very calm ocean.
Yeah, that was a lake vibration that I got.
It was a very calm. Have we said anything anyone wants to hear?
No. By the way, you guys, we were talking for so long before I started doing the intro, and then like, oh shit, we're doing the
podcast. When you were doing the intro, I was about to give my credits. I thought we were done.
We did the podcast already. We were just chit-chatting. What are you drinking? Sparkling? Oh, very luxurious. What is that? What brand is that? Sparkling water.
Goldschlager. It's Goldschlager.
It's called Gero Lischner.
It's Goldschlager.
It's some LA shit. It has like a lion on the front of it with a star on it.
Do you know why I drink this?
Because it's in a glass bottle and that's fucking luxury.
It is a respect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. B, that new Zac Efron show, Down to Earth.
Stop. I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl,
yeah. Tell Do me. You know? We Tell are, me. Listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're wasting all of our hydration on bottled water because there's no minerals. Our body can't hold it. We pee it mm-hmm. out. Not only that, bottled water depletes us of the minerals mm-hmm. that are in our body.
Right. And what they do is they take all the damn minerals out because they boil that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then they put a little packet, like a little crystal light packet of some bullshit ass minerals that aren't even real minerals.
No.
In it.
With no and bioavailability.
I wanna talk to the manager.
We want to talk to the manager, and it turns out it's George Soros of everything. That's what Tim Dillon says. We all have to scream at George Soros.
It's
but
true.
I will say, I used to chug and chug and chug.
Nobody drinks water. More water than you. Nobody drinks more water than you.
From your lips to God's ears.
You're a little mermaid over there. Yeah.
I'm not looking for Nemo. I am Nemo.
When we
gotta look for him.
You don't have to find him.
No. He's my brother. He's with
when
me.
When we were on the road together, I would always be like, oh my God, I have such a bad headache. You'd be like, when's the last time you drank water? I was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I literally just started drinking water maybe a year ago. Like making sure that I drink water. I never used to do it.
And that, like, honestly, fatigue, headaches, bloat, the first thing I go to is water.
Brain
but I've
food.
Been wasting my time. Brain food. Hello.
Hello.
Tequila and water. Brain
yeah,
food.
There
also,
you go. And mushrooms.
Jingle, jingle. Jingle bells, Batman smells, mushrooms, laid an egg.
Girl.
Take four, have some fun, swim with children.
You did not take four.
I feel judged.
You did not take four. Did you take four?
I can't do math.
Good for you.
You know,
I want to do mushrooms. I've been crying for 3 days.
Oh my God, is there a water buffalo in my throat?
You're dry from the mushrooms. They'll absorb all your saliva.
Why have you been?
Girl, you know exactly why I've been crying. I've been hysterical crying. Nonstop for 3 fucking full days.
We've been crying for the same reason.
You've been crying longer than me. So I am like, you know what? I can't wait for the moment where I become Angela Bassett at the end of Waiting to Exhale,
coming out of my driveway in fucking Arizona where I set the goddamn car on fire.
Yeah.
Silk negligee.
Yeah. In your little silk, little sexy little number.
I'm good. Go ahead. I just burned all your slacks in your Honda Civic. Have a good fucking life. You loser. I do have a problem with women calling men assholes. It's kind of a broad stroke, but they're all losers. Oh, fucking losers. Okay? And here's the thing. Guys are like, oh, girls got daddy issues. Yeah, well, all you motherfuckers got mommy issues.
Right. You're our dad.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who's the dad? Men. Whose fault is this? Yours.
When do we start?
Now. Girl, your dogs are on attack mode now.
He ran off to.
Which dog is that? Is that the little ferret you got running around there?
Chaplain, I will skin you. Get back over here. I am doing work in my underwear. Get back over here. I'm on mushrooms. You look like a fox. What kind of animal are you?
He's a ferret.
He's a little fucking ferret.
It's disrespectful to ferrets if you call him a dog.
That's an accurate statement. Ferrets are like, fuck you.
Yeah.
First of all, I can't. Let me tell you. You know, I had a feeling. I had a thought when I was on the way home. Because I had got. Thought?
She's dabbing with an oil absorbent paper. FYI, just trying.
Sorry,
to
is Bill Nye the science guy?
Just trying to give the imagery. Jessie Mae's dabbing her face with an oil absorbent paper as if she's not on a Zoom call right now, as if she's in her bathroom, just calling it a night. You know.
I thought this was a
shave
safe
my
space.
Legs. I'm gonna start shaving my legs.
You're not. You haven't even started, bitch. Don't you come at me. This is not the Secret Keepers Club. This is the lies.
This is the lying
liar club.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought, don't worry, I'm not judging you. No, you look stunning. You look absolutely stunning.
Stunning.
I can't read that word without hearing you go, and that's stunning.
I said it every 5 seconds in Japan
for things.
They were at like a rest stop. I was like, oh my God, this is stunning. Look at this. Look at all this stuff. By the way, I have to say, rest stops in Japan, good for fucking you. Yo.
Listen, if you find yourself in Japan, forget Osaka. Fucking forget Osaka. Go through Osaka.
Fuck Tokyo. How about?
Fuck Tokyo.
We're going to the side in the country.
In between, bitch.
Yep.
The Japanese rest stops are on another level. What are they?
Gourmet food. Okay. It's also accessories for some reason.
Like
you want a keychain?
Go ahead.
You want a luxury keychain? Go right ahead and get one. It costs $50.
Six of them, all different colors. RGBIV, bitch.
Socks? You want socks? You got socks.
Whole packet for the family.
It's a one stop for everything. You know I love that.
Do you want a gourmet tuna fish sandwich in the shape of a fucking triangle? And none of it tastes like tuna or fish? Go ahead. Get six of them because they're fucking delicious. They taste like sandwiches that they give you in Narnia.
Girl, I remember us at the rest stops before we got off the bus. They would be like, you guys have to keep this under 10 minutes. Literally an hour later, they were like, where are the girls? Where are the girls? I was like, I bought a dress.
It's stunning. I'm like, look at these desserts. I wouldn't even see you. I'd be like, oh my God, look at this cute little Japanese dessert. And from the corner behind the bathroom, I'd hear, it's stunning.
That's how you found me. I feel like we were eating like whipped cream sandwiches or something. Do you remember that? I definitely ate like a whipped cream sandwich.
Yes, and we also had like the Google Translate trying to translate all most
oh my
of the
God.
Packages had like swear words on them.
Oh yeah,
it was like "fuck you, fajita." Yeah.
There was an app you like scroll over with your camera, and it would translate for you, and it was literally like toilet bowl rice or some shit. Every single thing we looked up, it never made any sense. It's like toilet bowl fish rice.
So delicious. If you find yourself in a Japanese rest stop and you don't get the toilet bowl fish rice, you're not doing yourself. You're doing yourself a disservice by not picking it up. I don't remember what the original point was, but I think, because you were saying stunning. Oh, the oil blot. So here's a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, on the way over to here from my shroom trip this weekend.
To the lake.
To the lake, a.k.a. the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
I had a thought because we had planned to do this, and I had a couple people hit me up to go do like bougie stuff, like things that if like being in a quarantine, you'd jump to do it.
Girl, you could have done it.
No, but I honestly, the only what? Thing I wanted to do was Zoom with my baby girl.
Zoom with your baby girl. Girl, thank you so much.
Rather see you virtually than other people in person. What does that say about me? Or what does that say about us?
You're a good person. You're a good friend. Jesse and I have been friends for a very long time. We've seen it all. We've done it all. We've been through it all.
Did you get a perm?
No. No, girl, that's just.
Oh, you got your natural out.
Girl, I have you. A keratin. This is my natural with a keratin.
Oh,
this is my natural with a keratin, but I braided it, and then for some reason I put it up in a ponytail, so it looks like I crimped it.
You look like Mariah Carey in her first album.
Truly. What is that, butterfly or rainbow? Or was it just the self-titled?
It was. You know what it was? I have to Google it now. I can see the cover.
Also, shout out to Emotions? Mariah Carey. I know she's not listening to this, but
shout out
to her because no better Christmas song has ever been invented.
Has there? I mean, Michael Bublé's has tried.
Okay, NSYNC is close to.
Oh, what's NSYNC's Christmas?
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. And there's
wow,
a
I
gospel.
I want it to stop. I Girl, really want it to stop.
There's a gospel. There's a gospel. You've heard it. Have you heard it?
Did you just clap in the middle of your...
No, I coughed.
I think I died. Did you hear my voice?
I truly did.
You're going to remember this album cover, and you are correct about
I know it's beige. I know she's wearing brown and beige.
Well, I just...
Right?
Let's... Here we go. I mean. Oh, my God. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Do you remember this with the hair? That's her after a keratin treatment.
Seriously.
She was it.
Yeah.
And then I remember, you can't go after her. Like, you can't go after her same way you can't go after, like, Beyonce.
I went after her and I got in trouble. I went after her on this podcast and I said, she can't sing anymore.
I was just going to say, I heard her raw audio from two Christmas performances ago and
New Year's
it
Eve.
Gave me nightmares. New Year's Eve. And she was like, it sounds like you or me.
I kind of, honestly, I love that audio. I love that
audio.
Do
you have it?
But
are you going to pull it up for
it? I kind of want to try. I mentioned it on this podcast. Like, you know, this is what happens when everybody's got to practice. You know, Mariah's one of the greatest to ever do it. And she's been stop practicing. I was comparing it to Alanis Morissette, who has the most beautiful angelic voice still to this day. This woman is a better singer than she was 20 years ago when we all fell in love with her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She's a true, and I got in trouble. I got in trouble.
Well, you know, it's the thing about getting in trouble, about calling stuff out that's real, is people don't want you to pull the veil back from their, you know, their idols. They right. want to, like, you know, they want to know Mariah still got it. It's not that she doesn't still have it.
She's Mariah Carey. She don't have to have it anymore. Are you kidding me?
How long she got to keep it?
You don't got to keep it forever. You keep it. You want to know what? She kept it for so long. Some people are lucky to keep it for 2 years.
Amen. You and know, sometimes you got to throw it away. You got to toss it out.
You got to toss it out. You got
it. Did you find it?
I found, okay, so there were several suspicious New Year's Eve performances that
by you
Mariah
and I
served us.
Our stand-up or Mariah?
Oh, God, doing stand-up on New Year's Eve as a comedian.
I feel like we should play our raw audio sometime.
Jesus
of our
Christ, comedy. Did we fucking pay our dues or what?
Fuck, I mean...
And now with the pandemic, they're like, yeah, you want to do a show and you're going to perform on top of a fucking car. And I'm like, oh my God.
Hey guys, we've got a new parking lot comedy show. It's not in the parking lot. It's inside. It's in the cooler of the restaurant.
We have a Fisher Price karaoke machine.
We've got a Fisher Price karaoke machine. We're putting it in the meat locker of a Burger King. So I hope you guys have fun. We're giving away Happy Meals, and you're going to get paid in a Happy Meal.
Do you think it was New Year's Eve 2016? Let's see.
There's a couple of them. Oh, God, I can't wait.
It's just,
you know.
This was, and then she did another one, and she was like, I was supposed to, she, like, started talking in the middle of it. Like, nobody brought me tea. Do you remember that?
She just legit stopped singing.
Yeah.
Started talking. And here's the thing about Mariah. She's hit notes that bitches today are still trying to hit.
Nobody. Oh, yeah.
No, her range is, I mean, there'd be no Christina Aguilera. There'd be no Ariana Latte. What's her name?
Honestly, let me tell you something right now. Christina Aguilera's got the pipes. I mean,
there's another one.
Woo! She's still good.
Where's she at? Is she?
I don't know. I don't know where she is. Wait, but I know she's still around. I know where she's still around. I think I got it.
Okay, go ahead. My wish come true for Christmas.
Girl.
You wish come true. I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
You, I hear those bells ringing. Won't you please bring my baby to me? So make my wish come true.
What was that part? Was that a dog? I couldn't tell which one was you wheezing. I need to hear the last.
No. You want to hear the end of it? I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
Are you sure? Okay, you know what? People who got mad, did you play this before and people got mad at you? Okay, so people who got mad at you.
I'm crying again. Oh my fucking God. I haven't laughed that hard in so long, girl.
If that's not phoning it in.
No, she didn't know her mic was on.
Are you serious?
She didn't know her mic was recording her. Yeah, because it was like lip synced.
But I didn't think was Mariah lip sync.
Oh, girl, Mariah lip syncs.
See,
I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger here. But I thought she did. I don't know that for a fact. I'm not friends with her.
Who was the girl on Saturday Night Live whose audio got messed up during the performance and she did a ditty and danced?
Ashley Simpson. Don't you dare. Because she was so, girl, sometimes that pops into my head. I don't know why, but I remember like watching it live and being
I do too.
What is happening?
And then she feeling
sang again. Like,
she was done.
Tried it, but she was just like, it can't.
How do you recover?
Girl, doing a hoedown dance. She did like a square dance and her band was like, bitch, we're not like participating in the extracurriculars right now with the dancing. We're not doing that. Okay.
Ma'am.
You know, this girl wakes up in the middle of the night sometimes
screaming,
having a flashback of that moment. I feel
a performance panic attack
for her.
There's nothing. Here's the thing. When you do stand up and your joke bombs, it goes right to the core of your being.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You always kind of have it in the back of your mind. That's a fucking possibility. You go out there, you're like, I'm probably going to eat a dick. Sometimes you can, I don't know about you.
You can
sometimes
tell.
I know I'm going to eat a dick tonight. Just tell.
You could tell. And it's also like with stand-up, it's different because it's like you could do the same exact joke verbatim and deliver it verbatim in 10 different rooms in the same night. And you can get 10, you're gonna get 10 completely different reactions. So you know what works, you know what doesn't. And sometimes it really just is like, this crowd fucking sucks and you know it before you get up there.
Right. And with her thing though, she probably never thought,
oh God,
it was gonna go bad.
Cause it never does.
Right. What the record's gonna skip? What year is this, 1972? Who was on the CD? Why did it even skip?
Right. Who's the engineer?
Right. Who's the guy asleep on the ones and twos?
Right.
It almost felt like she was sabotaged.
Yeah, it did. And it's just like that could have happened to anybody, but it happened to her. And it's just like that's such a traumatic thing. I feel so bad for her.
I don't. She fucking deserves it. She got to stay in her lane. Stop trying to sing. Her sister, Jessica Simpson.
I loved Ashley Simpson.
Did you? Let's pull up some Ashley Simpson
audio. On a Monday,
audio.
I was waiting. No need, I got it. Tuesday, I was fading. You know
the lyrics?
And by Wednesday, I can't. Girl, you know that song. If you didn't have the Ashley Simpson CD in school, sorry, but we're not friends.
We're
not friends.
Ashley Simpson raw audio, Pieces of Me.
Oh,
acapella.
God, you're going to do raw audio? You're really going to do her like that? Monday, that's a song. Waiting.
Tuesday, I'm fading. For Wednesday, I can't sleep.
First of all, she sounds good.
Then the phone rings. I hear you.
She had that like raspy. She's trying to be like that raspy. Like, I'm a raspy girl. I wear black eyeliner on the
bottom. She sounds. She sounds like She sounds like a whatchamacallit, like a woman who also does sex phones at night.
Sex phones.
Isn't that what she sounds like?
She has a sexy voice.
She's not, honestly.
She's not bad.
She doesn't sound too bad.
No, I will never tolerate Ashley Simpson slander.
It's not that bad.
Because she really isn't bad. She had a lot of catchy tunes. And I was a huge fan of hers. And I wanted to be just like her. And she was like dating. Like, I don't even know if they're
Nick Carter.
he's dating fucking Pete Wentz or some shit.
Keith Sweat?
Pete Wentz. Who's Pete Sweat?
Wait, did she get a butt crack chin or did she take one away?
She took one away.
Well, that's rude because I kind of have one and I feel like she should have kept it.
You don't have one. I think that that stuff adds character.
Thank you. But you just said I don't have one. So does it mean
I don't
have
you don't. I was talking about her. I was talking about her. You definitely don't.
Wait, look at it. Oh, right there. Right there. Right there. See?
You
right
don't there. Have a butt crack chin. You
I'm
going
to get one. I'm going to get one.
You should get one. So you should get one put in.
I'm going to get one and I'm going to put it right in the middle of your fucking fan.
Jesse's making fun of me because I have a huge fan above my bed. Some of you know what my bedroom looks like. If you're on the Patreon, you know what my bedroom looks like. And you know that I have a huge fan above my bed and not an oscillating fan. Okay. Not like a fan that, you know, cools you down. It's a
geisha fan. It's a service right. fan.
And look at it. And it's Jesse makes like fun of it. And I think it's nice.
It looks like the inside of like a whale's womb.
It might be. It might be.
It is cute though. It is cute.
Thank you.
Because when you got it, I told you I liked it.
Right.
I did.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. Geez.
And I tweeted this before earlier tonight because I was eating something suspicious and I was like, let me see what Twitter has to say about this.
I'm gonna put my sunglasses on.
What is the thing that you eat that people think is weird? Like the combination of something. I tweeted it and I got a lot of responses.
Well, I guess the thing that people question me the most about is ikura.
What?
Isa.
Mushrooms?
Ikura, salmon roe, salmon eggs.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. I could see it. That's like people are like, oh, oysters. Like, I don't like oysters, but I'm not hating on somebody that likes oysters. I dated a guy that fucking loved oysters. He was from Italy. And I'm pretty sure, like, he's like that guy. I don't know. He like proposed to me and I'm pretty sure like he's gay.
He
now.
What?
He's gay at the time too. Girl, he proposed to me. He wanted to marry me. He wanted me to be his wife. And
wait, which boyfriend was this?
Girl, this was actually before I knew you. I was probably 19.
Oh yes. I remember you telling me about him.
19.
I remember
years
you
old.
Telling me about
yes, girl,
him.
Because it was like very, and I also like, the last I saw him on social media, he was dating a guy. And like then I'm pretty sure he changed his name because I'm pretty sure he was like in the mafia or something. I don't know. The guy, but whatever it is. The guy.
A gay guy in the mafia? That's got to be on Broadway. 2022. 2022. A fiddler on the roof of the Cadillac.
On the roof of the Vatican. Oh my God. He was literally from Italy and we would always go out for oysters and I hated oysters, but I was like, I respect your, like, it was like his culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like salmon roe is somebody's culture.
It's like, but the thing about oysters is when a dude really loves oysters, the whole thing is like, supposedly he loves to go down on you.
Really?
Yeah. Was that not the case?
Nah, I don't remember. I think I would have remembered though. You always remember those.
Scusi?
Mi scusi?
Mi scusi?
Mi dispiace. Mi scusi.
Mi scusi? Grazie.
Grazie.
Io capisco un po' italiano. Mi scusi?
Non grazie, no grazie.
So what's the grossest thing you eat?
Well, it's not gross. It's just a weird thing. So there's several things that I eat that people think are weird. Number one is potato chips, like regular Lay's potato chips with a squeeze of lemon on top, which is so fucking delicious. And that's what I was eating. And I'm like, I know people think this is weird, but try it out before you knock it. Okay.
I love lemon. I love lemon.
Love. If you love lemony stuff, because I love lemon.
I love
put
lemon.
Put it on some potato chips and call it a day.
I'm here for it. I'm going to squirt a little on my shrooms.
Yeah, you should.
I'm good.
And then I also put sriracha on mango.
Yeah, same.
That's good. And then I put salt on like melon. Like I put salt on cantaloupe, stuff like that.
Yep.
But that's stuff that I eat that I feel like people are like, oh, that's weird. But some people said some shit that I was like, you should go to jail.
Tell me some.
All right.
I need a couple.
I dip my pizza crust in soda.
Ew.
And then there's some stuff that it's like, I could kind of see it. If I was stoned, I would probably try this hot Cheetos with sour cream.
Yep. Come through. Balancing out the heat.
Literally put caca in sour cream.
Delicious. Sucking it all off.
Some guy said the core of an apple.
Ew. I mean, how bad is your digestion?
Why?
You must have a really bad gut bacteria situation. Your flora and fauna's fucked.
Right?
Yeah, that's just strange. I give the core of an apple to my dog.
Right.
I'm not eating it myself. That's really hard to digest.
It just seems like a crazy thing to try.
If a dude eats a core of an apple, he's going to skin you and turn it into a lamp.
Right.
He's going to skin you and turn it into the thing that's over your bed.
My fan. Oh, wait. What about this one? I used to dip bananas in ranch.
That's fucking weird. That's fucking weird. That's a weird flavor profile.
Like, that's like some shit that I can't. First of all, sour cream. I'll give you sour cream on anything because sour cream is good on fruit. Sour cream's good on salty shit. Like, sour cream, whatever you're going to say about sour cream, I'm there for it.
I'm always here for it. I am too.
But then somebody said they put peanut butter and spaghetti.
What? Now, here's the thing. Is it white privilege to call it gross because it sounds like people are starving?
No, it's like what people enjoy eating. It's what people enjoy eating.
Peanut butter on spaghetti and then sounds someone like said some hungry shit.
Peanut butter and mayo sandwiches. Can you imagine?
I did. Okay, here's one that I tried because I looked at the weirdest things people eat and I wanted to try it.
Okay.
Peanut butter and a pickle sandwich.
Was it good? Because that's what like 5 people said to me.
Fantastic.
Okay. Can you do me a favor?
I'll leave.
Explain it.
Let me tell you.
Explain what it was like when you ate it and explain what it tastes like.
First of all, I was angry at it because I didn't understand it and I thought it was going to let me down.
Okay. That's how I feel.
Right? I was like, you know what? Fuck you for existing. Right.
How dare you? I'm going to make you. Like, I'm going to make you and I'm going to eat you, but how dare you?
How dare you? I fuck you. I'm going to put you in my mouth and I want you to leave. It was like my last relationship. I couldn't help but to put it in my mouth. I didn't want to and it fucking tastes so good and I hate it.
I fucking hate it. Perfect comparison.
Thank you. I put it in my mouth and first that peanut butter hits you, you know, and you're like, oh, it tastes like home.
Right.
It's like your childhood.
Yeah.
And then this little pickle son of a bitch sneaks up underneath the peanut butter.
Okay.
Like a goddamn flavor wave.
Okay.
And it punches you right in the back of your taste buds.
Is that good?
A little crunch punch on your fucking taste bud.
Is that good or bad?
Well, you're like, who the hell just came to the party?
I don't want someone to punch me. It sounds bad. The way you're describing it is not good.
I am not a chef description person. I'm still on shrooms. Lest we forget.
I called you last week and you were like, I ate mozzarella. You were like, I ate fried Parmesan cheese for breakfast. Hey, that's good.
Everyone out there.
Never disrespect that.
You got to get some halloumi cheese. It's a very Greek Mediterranean situation. You get the halloumi cheese. It's a hard cheese. You fry it in the pan.
With
and you
oil
eat it.
Or what?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You got to put some oil in there, right?
You got to put some oil in there. And you have to eat it while it's still gooey ooey.
Yeah. And you know what they call that at restaurants sometimes? Crostinis.
Really?
I think so.
Why'd you say it like this?
Because I don't know, because I had 2 beers.
Have you? Oh, God. When Carly Aquilino has 2 Woo! Beers, she's going to dance. You dance and there's woos that happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm a wooer. It's so embarrassing.
And your face gets flushed like it is now.
Yep.
You look kind of like windburned, but also really excited.
You're a windburn? Uh-huh. That's so funny. I'm going to start telling people I just got back from skiing when I'm drunk during the day.
I just got back from Aspen. Meanwhile, you had 2 light beers.
I had 2 Corona lights. Why did they have Corona light? I'm drinking a regular Corona. I just had a Hoegaarden, which is my favorite beer.
I love a Hoegaarden.
But they have a Corona Light, and they, on the thing it says 90 calories. It's like, hey, if I'm drinking beer, I'm not counting calories, buddy. Whoever did this marketing campaign's got to go. You're fired.
Why is everybody like, I can't count my calories? But some people got to worry about it. They need, you know, they need the skinny cocktail. My dad used to drink Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra? I've never met someone that drinks Michelob Ultra.
My dad was like, this is for my health.
That's like people who take like Bayer aspirin.
He used to take Bayer aspirin. No, he didn't. Yes, because he thought it would keep him from having a heart attack. And he would have like 18.
Was that their advertisement? He would have the whole bottle.
And then he would have like 18 Michelob Ultra.
I see it, I'm like, who buys this?
My dad used to.
Why is it still on the shelves? Bayer?
It probably gave him Alzheimer's.
It might have. We got to do some research on the Michelob Ultra mixed with Bayer. We got to call a scientist on that.
That's like it sounds like a concoction from the hood. It sounds like some white trash concoction.
Right, like how people mix like pills and like NyQuil and shit. Right, like NyQuil, Sprite, and like whiskey or whatever that concoction is.
What the Jeez Louise. Fuck? I mean, what was the craziest thing you drank as a kid?
God, I drank I loved a Smirnoff. I don't know if this is like the Long Island girl in me, but I loved. You give me a Smirnoff ice, girl.
Woo! Did you feel fancy?
I'm wooing all night if I have a Smirnoff ice, and sometimes I want them. Sometimes I'm still like, wow, those are good. Do you want to know why? Because they taste like soda. They're so sweet.
They're filled with sugar.
They're filled with sugar. You don't taste the alcohol. And when I was like first, like, experimenting with drinking, I was like Smirnoff ice all fucking day.
They have different flavors.
Oh, Boones. Yep.
What do they call those? Like wine coolers.
Wine coolers. Yep. My mom
used to chug them.
Oh my God. My mom drank wine coolers like they were water, like alkaline water.
My mom used to chug mixed berry. Hun, get me another mixed berry.
My mom used to bring wine coolers to my brother's baseball games.
My mom too. To my basketball games. Handing them out.
With her friends. She's like, yeah, whatever. She used to bring a wine cooler. This woman would roll up with a cooler of wine coolers and like supply the bleachers. How embarrassing.
My mom would roll up with the neighbor's dad. And wine cooler. Did you have girlfriends? Because you have a very hot dad. Did your girlfriends used to think your dad was so cute? I bet.
I have friends that are like, your dad is so cute. And then I had, oh my God, you want to hear some shit?
Yes.
And I was like, God, I must have been in like eighth or ninth grade. This girl, I had like some girls at my house and we were going, I don't know, to friendlies or some shit. And we were leaving. My mom was driving us to friendlies and my dad's like, can I have a hug before you leave? And I was like, too cool for school. I'm like 13, 14 years old. I'm like, no, I'm not hugging you. In front of my friends, I'm not hugging you. And he was like kind of busting balls, but like he was doing it kind of to embarrass me. And I was like, no. And we like, but you know, had the like back and forth. Tell me why, bitch. One of the girls that was at my house went. Okay, my dad was sitting at the dinner table. Tell me why this bitch went and sat on his fucking lap and gave him a hug. She goes, I'll hug you. And he's like, girl, I've never in my life seen my parents more fucking mortified than they were at that moment. I'm like, what just happened?
Did your dad get a boner?
No. Oh my God. Don't you fucking dare. My dad was like, your friend is crazy.
That's daddy issues.
My mom was like, your friend is crazy.
Your mom's like pulling her hair in the backyard. Like,
well, it was just so weird.
Husband, that is weird.
It was so weird. It was like, what are you doing?
And to feel so
comfortable. Like, we weren't even that close of friends. Like, bitch, you're sitting on my
Cut to me this Christmas.
My dad was like, what? Yeah, exactly. Cut to you on Thanksgiving.
I'm just carrying him around on my back. We're playing patty cake. Your dad and I are playing patty cake.
My dad loves to talk to people. He'll chit chat with everybody.
That's really cute.
It's so funny.
My dad used to do that all the time. He talked to every single person and try and crack jokes. Your dad seems like he likes to also try and crack jokes.
Yeah. Your dad was really funny. I remember you like always posting stuff about him and like little combos you guys had. He had a good sense of humor. You could say like whatever to him, right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Like, it's like cool.
Literally anything. And that's, I think that's why I push a ticket so much. It's because of him, because nothing, I would be like, what is going to make this man slap me? Because my mom was so easy to like rouse. She was so easy. I could get her pissed.
Your mom's cool though. I remember your mom's silly like you.
She is, but you get her a couple glasses of wine. She gets acerbic. Oh, you give her
a couple Zimas. she gets crazy.
She's on boxed wine. Chris Hunt, get me the crisp white.
Oh my God. Girl, my mom like having to be cut off at comedy clubs when she came on the road with me and came to shows.
Your mom had to get cut off?
She was like, give me another one. Give me another one. No, I cut her off. Because she was like Dane Cook in the early 2000s. This woman thought she like ran the comedy scene. She's like, I am the lord of comedy. She's drinking so many Coronas.
That's the best though. It's still kind of fun. Like,
oh, it's so fun. The older you get, the more fun it is to chill with your parents and just like hear the shit that they say. Forget it.
But then it's also, you go, oh God, how many years am I away from that?
Right. Oh yeah.
Did you hear Syracuse just come out? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like six syllables.
How many years am I away from yet? Girl, I love Syracuse. Every time I go there, they're so nice to me. They're so good to me, the people in Syracuse. They give me a warm welcome.
It is a good time there. We should combine forces there sometime. If it ever opens up again. Are you on the road at all?
No. Where am I going to go on the road?
Come see me.
The Burger King?
Come see me. And we can snuggle. Bring your fan. You should wear that as a mask.
Bring my fan. I got to cool off. Gotta have the fan.
That would be funny, just you with a video of you cooling yourself off with that in like an airport.
Just on the street
coughing and waving it around. Just blasting COVID into the air.
Oh my God,
I don't know if stand-up's coming back.
Me neither. We gotta get a new skill.
Oh fuck. Il capisce un po' italiano. That's all I know from Italian after these six fucking weeks.
Non capisco. Non capisco italiano. Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace.
Girl, when I have a beer in me, I think I can speak every language. Like, watch me. Girl, any country I'm in, if I have one drink, I'm like, I'm speaking the language fluently.
Kazakhstan.
Or I think I am. See, I'm Kazakhstan. Not in Kazakhstan. Go. I got to be in there. I got to be in there.
Poland. Girl. Japan. We don't want to get canceled. Oh my God,
we spoke Japanese when we were in Japan. We learned how to say hello. We learned how to say please and thank you when we were at restaurants, right?
Matane. Matane. See you later, right?
Matane. Arigato-san.
Arigato-san.
Remember?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some emails here.
Oh, we got emails. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got emails, girl. So you guys can send in emails to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. You already know what time it is. And if you've sent one and it hasn't been answered yet, bump it up and just resend it, forward it back to me, and I'll get it. So, okay. It says, hey, Carly, you know, I have to tell you, I love the pod. I miss Emma dearly, but your guests are fabulous, and I die whenever your mom is on. Thank you, girl. Also want to say thank you for having H. Foley on last week, introducing me to Are You Garbage, which is his podcast, which is so funny. You should do it. having being raised in a trailer park, I totally relate to all of that shit, and I laugh my fucking ass off. Well, thank you, girl.
Are You Garbage?
It's so funny. Anywho, I've had some things on my mind I wanted to run by you. I've been seeing this guy for about a month and a half, which really isn't long at all. But Carly, your girl's got it bad. Not in a puppy love kind of way, but in envisioning him in my future kind of way.
Oh, shit.
See, this is me after I meet somebody for 2 minutes.
We already have the house picked out. We already know what the kids' names are.
Oh, yeah, girl.
We already have figured out how he's going to propose to us.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he hasn't even said I love you yet.
I see a guy at a bar. I'm like, what's your bank account info? We should probably go get a joint bank account tomorrow.
Let's combine forces.
I'm going to go to the cemetery and get us plots next to each other, if you don't mind.
I put our children in the will. I know you don't like the cold earth on your dead skin.
I'm on the subway just like looking at someone like, wow, it's going to be real crazy when we have 5 kids. It'd be real fucking crazy when I squeeze those kids out.
Men think the same thing, but they just think they want to fuck us.
Right.
We want to nest them, and they want to fuck us.
We want to change them.
Yes. We want to make them better.
I want to fix you.
We want to make them better.
We want to make them better. We want to fix them. Okay. So she said, it sounds so stupid, but I've never felt this way before. I stayed over the other night. I'm not sure if I dreamed it, but he said he loved me. Dream that he said he loved me, or if he actually did. Obviously, I can't ask him about it because it will sound crazy. Like, hey, do you love me yet? But honestly, whatever it is, I'm cool with it. My past relationships have been less than stellar due to only recently beginning to work on untangling my childhood trauma and figuring out what I actually want and need. So I don't know if I'm feeling this just because this is what all people feel when they start to date in a healthy manner, or if it's the big L. Ultimately, my question is, how do you know when you're in love? I know you've said many times that, quote unquote, you just know. Is it simple? Girl, I can't read. I'm sorry.
I can't either.
Is it possible to shed a little light on what that means? Thank you for reading and making my Monday something to look forward to. Well, thank you so much. And then she gives an FMK. So how do you think you know when you're in love?
Well, I think you know when you're in love when you don't need it. And I don't even think it's about knowing when you're in love. I think it's about your relationship with yourself first. And if you've learned to love the parts of yourself that have held you back and have learned to release those parts. Because I truly don't think you can love until you release the things that are holding you back.
Right.
Like, you aren't ready to love unless you are ready to let go. And if you aren't ready to let go of whatever, then you're not ready for love.
Yeah, it's true. Because even then, if you get in a relationship and you have really strong feelings for somebody and you still have this kind of like stuff left over that you haven't let go of yet, that's going to carry on and it's just going to keep snowballing until you take care of it, until you fix it. So I 1000% agree where it's like, it's better to go in with just a clear heart and a clear mind and let go of things. And I feel like this might actually be the best time for you to meet somebody and fall in love, because you're saying that you've like started untangling all of your, you know, past trauma and all of that stuff. So that's a huge step, and congratulations for that, because that's not easy to do. And that in itself is painful. But I feel like this is great for you. I feel like you know you're in love when, God,
you can fart around them in the morning.
No, I would never.
Yeah, I don't.
Girl, you definitely fart in front of your boyfriends.
Well, girl, only I've you. Seen you. Only shit you.
In front of like a waitress. Do you remember that poor girl?
at the
KC Improv.
Casey Improv. I made her look me in the eyes and I pooped.
She started asking Jesse a question. Jesse's like, I got to go to the bathroom. Come with me. Jesse's sitting on the toilet. And she's like, look me in the eyes. I'm taking a duty.
It was initiation. I wanted to know if I could trust her.
Hey, and you know what? You could.
I could trust her. That's a ride or die bitch right there.
I also feel like you've like farted around me several times and they don't smell. Your farts don't smell.
They're powerful.
They're powerful, but they don't smell. I feel like they hurt your butt probably
so
to pass them, because it's like one of those farts that's like, it's so dry. It's like a knife coming out of your butt. But yeah, I've never smelt one of yours. And you've like farted near me, I mean, hundreds of times probably.
It's my favorite thing to do. My uncle used to do this thing where he'd go 3, 2, 1, and then he'd fart. He wouldn't warn you. He would just start a countdown. You're like, why are you what are you counting down? And then he would fart. It's the greatest way to fart.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
I think also with this girl, before we get to her fuck, marry, kill, if you're starting to unpack things, be careful that you keep those kind of separate to not unload what you're unpacking into your relationship.
Okay.
I think it's important to sort of save space for your trauma and healing from it. And while you should be open about it and all of that, but I also think it gets to a sticky place where you look for that person to sort of help heal
right,
you.
Right, to fill the hole, yeah.
Yes.
The other hole.
Yes.
Now, I also want to address the fact that he probably did say I love you to her.
Why do you think that?
Well, because she said she thought she heard him say it. You know,
sounds like she's hopeful.
The other night, I'm not sure if I dreamed it, but he said he loved me or if he actually did. So I feel
like
that's
tricky.
And he's probably trying to get you to say it now. But
it's always so tricky.
It's so tricky. It's so tricky. I think you could just like bring it up. I don't think it would sound crazy for you to bring it up. Like, hey, like, I don't know if I was dreaming, but I thought I heard you say that you love me. And I just wanted to tell you, did you or not?
What if he goes, no?
Then it's like, yeah, that's crazy. I don't love you.
Then you got to walk away.
Then you got to leave. You never talk to him again.
You got to leave and never talk to him again. So if you're, but that's important. My therapist says you know you're ready for love when you're okay and ready for loss.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because it's true. Girl, I've been thinking nonstop lately. I'm like, why do we do this?
What? Like fall in love?
Yeah.
I think
why can't I just live on a farm and grow cucumbers and have a goat? You ever see a little goat? A baby goat.
Can we just move in?
I
together?
Follow about I want 15 llamas. Of them. I follow about 15 of them on Instagram.
I want the ones that fake dying. I want the ones that fake die.
So funny. So
I
cute.
Just want a whole farm of fake dying goats.
I love those.
Olives?
No,
I said we'll have an olive grove.
No. I love those goats.
Oh,
like, I will love those goats.
I thought you said olive groves. I'm like, yeah, we could have a couple of those too.
Hey, I love olives too.
They're great for your skin.
What
was her FML?
Her. Okay, so it's FMK diet edition.
FMK. Okay.
Okay. Keto. So this is a person. This is like the diet version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Keto, gluten free, or paleo.
I don't know what all those mean.
So paleo is like you eat. First of all, I thought paleo and keto were the same fucking thing.
No, paleo is when you eat bison back.
You eat raw.
You eat bison knuckles.
Vegetables.
Yeah, you eat the hooves of the devil.
None of these have bread.
Well, fuck them all.
Fuck them all, right? Kill them
fuck
all.
Fuck them all. There's no bread?
I feel like keto, what is keto?
Fuck keto. don't fuck it, but fucking fuck keto. It's all fats. There's no fun.
It's like butter and steak, right? What is keto? Just, I'm looking it up right
butter,
now.
It's butter and steak and avocados.
Okay, so keto is low carb, hate it, high fat.
Here's the thing about any diet. None of them work. None of them work. None of them work. That's a fucking fact. You know the only diet that works? None of them.
This one is, then paleo is meat, fish. So none of these have bread. This is hard. This is hard because none of them seem
fucking
you know what?
Fun.
I will marry gluten-free because I've had a lot of gluten-free breads and like I've had gluten-free pizza and I've had gluten-free pastries and stuff. And it's not bad. If it's done right, chef's kiss. I'm not mad at it.
I agree.
But I feel like I guess I will fuck paleo because it's a lot of meat and butter.
That's a good move.
And then I'll kill keto.
I think it's a strong argument. I'm 3 for 3, and I'm gonna marry gluten because gluten, or the gluten free one. What's it called? The
gluten free one. Yeah, you gotta marry gluten, right?
You gotta gluten-free. Marry the gluten free because gluten is so bad for you. Like, I don't care what anyone says, that shit's terrible for you. It like literally glues all the shit inside of you together.
Are you gluten free?
I try to be, and when I eat less gluten, I think clearer. I have less brain fog. I have more energy, and my digestion's better every single time.
Wow.
I eat something that is a gluten-free option. And when I have bread, I notice a difference.
Yeah. You feel sluggish.
You feel sluggish, but I fucking love a good loaf.
Girl, put a loaf and slap me in the face with a loaf of bread. I don't care. I'm honored.
In Syracuse,
fucking love bread.
A hot loaf. There's this place in Syracuse run by a bunch of Greeks, and it's called the Columbus Bakery. They make Italian bread. And my dad made a point as a kid growing up, like, yeah, Greeks are making Italian bread. Always, it's the Greeks. They're doing it. They're making Italian bread. They, if you ever find yourself in Syracuse, all they make, this is one of the greatest things in businesses ever. All they make is bread. They use the same ingredients. They import their ingredients. They have barely changed the price of their loaf over the years.
Love that.
$2.25. Full fucking loaf.
For a loaf? Wow.
Full loaf.
For a fresh hot loaf.
Fresh hot loaf. Carly.
Wow.
They give you the fucking loaf hot.
Okay.
You go in.
First of all, I love hot bread.
Hot loaf. And when they run out, zoots magoots. That's all they fucking got.
That's how you know that's some Italian shit. Italian people do that shit. They're like, we have this many of this. When you motherfuckers done buying it, we're closed for the day. I don't care if it's at 10 a.m. We're out. That's so Italian. At 4?
We've been open since 5 a.m. Why are you coming at 4 p.m.? You think we got hot loaves left?
We don't know our hours. We don't know our hours.
What day is it?
We don't know our hours.
We can't see the time. We're covered in fucking flour.
Hey, how about get here earlier?
Yeah. You want a hot sandwich loaf? Get here at fucking 5 a.m. It's the most delicious thing. It's so good with like a nice pasta sauce.
So good. So, so good, girl. This is me when I have a hot loaf.
I'm not going to recover. I'm not going to recover. That also sounds like my ovaries every time I go near a kid. Now. That sounds like my ovaries anytime I go near a child now.
You want to have kids?
I don't know.
I never know. I was like, I'll know by the time I'm 30. I'm turning 30 in like a month, in a couple months.
What month is it? I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I mean, feel I'm like being in quarantine. Should I have children?
I don't know. I don't even know what year it is, girl.
You.
Honestly, ooh. That's me when I go into a bakery and I'm picking out all the different loaves of bread I want.
Play it again. Please play it again.
Okay. I feel like,
play it again.
Make my wish come true. I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
No, but still, I will say, the range is still there. The range.
Oh, God, it makes me cry. Honestly, I needed that fucking laugh that this gave me. Because hearing her sing it on this, what was it, New Year's Eve? It was Christmas live performance. Oh, my God. What a fucking great clip. I hope she knows how much joy she's brung people.
And you know what? Here's the thing about like the saying, you should never meet your idols. That's why you shouldn't meet them, because they're not perfect. They're human. You can't meet your heroes.
Right.
But on the flip of that, if you're somebody who's a performer and an artist, you have to have humility about your art.
Right.
Some of it sucks. And when you're as good as her, the shit that sucks is so minute because she's so talented.
Right.
but it stands out so much more because she's so talented.
Exactly. Exactly. It's almost like if it was somebody that wasn't as famous as her and wasn't as successful as her, it would be like, oh, that's like weird.
Yeah.
Like, oh, haha. That's funny. But because it's her, you're like, holy shit.
And even her fans, people who hate on you, I guarantee you people who are her true fans are still going to go, God damn. Because we are, Mariah was my childhood. So was Whitney Houston.
Of course. Oh my God.
You can never hear Whitney. I mean,
Whitney's, had the pipes.
She had the pipes.
Forever.
She had the pipes.
Yeah.
And if they shut the pipes off, she probably would still be alive. That's a tub joke. That's a water joke.
Oh my God. We're getting fired. You're fired.
Please don't, guys, look.
You're fired.
We're all having fun. We want you to have fucking fun.
We're on mushrooms. We're drinking brewskis.
We're having a Sunday fun day.
Have you ever met somebody that you were like, I don't like this person, like a famous celebrity? Has anyone ever given you weird vibes?
Oh, God, so many.
Girl, I remember you running after Will Smith and screaming his name. And then when he turned around, you were like, hi. You said, literally chased him down a flight of stairs. I remember.
Do you remember what I said?
I saw the whole thing.
Matt Pinfield. Remember Matt Pinfield?
Yeah.
Who used to host, he was like the music dude?
Yeah.
He was sitting two rows behind us.
Oh my God.
And I screamed because he went right by us. Will and Jada were sitting like four.
God, Will Smith is so sexy.
God, he's so beautiful. He doesn't have any pores. And he went running by us and I screamed his name.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was going to keep going. I might have chased him down a couple flights.
You chased him.
Didn't plan. I didn't think he'd respond, even though the reason why I didn't think he'd respond is because I forgot we were in the artist section of the MTV.
I don't know why they put us there. I don't know why. Girl, I went up to Lady Gaga. I was like, hey,
you're like, oh, best friend. Was it the year she had blue hair?
She had like purple hair. I was with Nicole Byer and she's like, we're going up to her. And I never fucking do shit like that.
Went up to everybody. She went
Nicole
up to
doesn't
McElroy.
Give a fuck. Yeah, she'll go up to everybody. She'll go
she
up,
went
to,
up
everybody.
To everybody.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Everybody loves her.
Yeah.
She's like not afraid of somebody being an asshole. I'm so afraid of somebody being an asshole to me. So she doesn't care. And she's like, we're going up to Lady Gaga. Come with me. I'm like, okay.
And you got to.
Yeah. And we took a picture with her and 3 seconds later, she called security and was like, stand near me. Why'd you leave your post?
My sister, we went to go see Lady Gaga in Vegas and my sister's such a fucking fan. My sister goes, there's Lady Gaga. And I was like, where? She goes, her mom. I was like, but you know what her mom looks like?
Wow. If you know what Lady Gaga's mom looks like, Mrs. Germanotta, if you know what she looks like.
She's wow. a stunning, she's stunning.
Of course she's stunning.
She is a stunning woman. My sister, I didn't know who she was. I was like, wow, that woman's stunning. And my sister's like, that's Lady Gaga's mom. I was like, what? And then before I could go, what? My sister was over there being like, I love your daughter. I was like, we need to back you up.
That's
okay.
So funny.
No, but I told her to go over. She was like, should I say hi? I'm like, go say hi.
Yeah, go say hi. That makes moms love that shit.
Moms love that.
I always think of like famous people's moms, like how cool it must be to be like, I gave birth to you.
Like Brad Pitt's mom, like my future mother-in-law.
Girl, I met Leonardo DiCaprio's mom and she was so chill.
Did you tell her that you are available?
I don't think she would have cared. I don't think she was that cool. But she was so cool. She was so cool. And I remember looking at her and being like, how fucking cool is it that she gave birth to Leo? I mean,
came out of her.
Are you kidding me?
Do you think he came out of her the way he crawled away from the bear in The Revenant? Clawing yes. at the earth.
Yes.
That's Here's exactly a serious how, question.
That was his birth scene. Yeah.
Serious question. Scale of 1 to 10. How much am I Brad's girlfriend? 10 being the most Brad's girlfriend.
Oh God. So
I thought you'd be answering quicker.
Oh, I'm gonna say this. If 10 is the most of you being Brad's girlfriend, you're at 100. Brad Pitt, you're at level 100.
Okay. Okay, Patreon.
Jesse's flashing.
Okay.
She's flashing her boo-boos.
I'm flashing my fucking mauve sports bra that I got from goddamn Amazon. Jeff Bezos, give me some money, you cunt.
You got your sports bra on Amazon? Good for honey. Fucking you. Did it come in a pack? Girl, I ordered stunning. New underwear. Do you not want to know what order underwear I ordered? Tidy whiteies.
Children's.
Like fully tidy whiteies.
That's what I sleep in.
Girl, they're so, first of all, they're so comfortable. Second of all, I think had they're kind of sexy.
They are kind of, I wish I had nuts. They make me look lippy. Don't they look lippy?
I don't know. Not that I have noticed. I only tried on one pair of them. I just got them.
When you put it on now.
I said, I like it.
I like it too. It's very cozy. There's a lot of room because the nuts should be in the front pouch. Right,
the nuts should be in the front and it's just my vagina.
There's a lot of lip room. It just looks like, it makes it look like your puss is bloated.
Interesting. I'll take a pic and send
You'll notice
it.
Now.
I'll take a pic and send
Please
it.
Send. Please send. I'll send you mine because maybe mine fits me differently. It's a European cut. So, you know, sometimes those European guys got bigger balls because all the olive oil. It's science. Nobody Google it. You're going to waste your time. I know more about the nut science than you do. There's very, very bulbous.
We know more about the European nuts.
We know. We know all about it. I love a good tidy whitey. I seriously do.
Love a tidy whitey.
Did I get it? So I'm 100. Okay, I'll be Brad Pitt.
You're at 100. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to plan you guys' wedding. So you and Brad Pitt are going to get married at a farm.
Oh.
Upstate New York.
He's from Ohio, I think.
He's from Ohio, but that's okay. His family can fly out. He's Brad Pitt.
It's the girl.
And you're going to get married at a farm. There's going to be so many goats and other animals, like petting zoo vibes.
Yes.
Like, if I'm going to your wedding from now on, when people can start having weddings, if I go to your wedding,
I have to fucking travel.
Animals there. I want to pet a goat,
a zebra,
a lamb.
An exotic creature that hasn't been abused.
Exotic. We're going exotic. Okay.
Small. Something that can have a nice
farm vibes. Okay, but yeah, we could get a lion.
No, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right because the Lion King ruined it for everybody. It's not fair for the animals. Right. Everyone's going to be pissed off.
Right.
Whitney's going to shoot my house down, so I can't have.
You could have sheep. You could have little goats. You could have
sheepies.
Like a llama. You could have a llama.
Sheepies.
Yeah.
What are the things that climb mountains? I want a couple of those.
Those are some type of a goat, I think.
Okay. The ones that are like on the side.
They just
like
perch
six
on the
rocks.
Side. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen? And they're just like.
Amazing. I saw a video of them doing that to the side of a car. It was so cute.
I want to get stoned and watch Planet Earth where they're mountain goats.
Yes.
Where they're scaling things with their little fucking mountain goat hooves.
Their little fucking feet.
Get the hell out of here.
If I ever if I ever see a goat that little, I'm going to punch the goat. Because it's too cute. I'm going to go like this. You're so fucking cute. And I'm going to grab it. I'm going to squeeze it.
And then you know what I'm going to do after you squeeze
what?
It?
What?
Shove it off the fucking mountain.
But
it'll find a ledge and just fucking land back
up. Oh, yeah. They don't land. They It wouldn't go all the way down. It would just like find a ledge. It would just find a ledge.
Scramble.
We don't hurt animals. Jessie Mae has 50 dogs.
I do.
So if you think she's serious about this, please don't get mad, you guys. She would never hurt a fly. This woman found a squirrel and kept it as a pet until
I would still
died.
Have it. And I would still have it if my friend Sarah didn't murder it.
How did she murder it? I thought it just died of natural causes.
Munchausen.
Jessie Mae literally carried this fucking squirrel around in her pocket.
Fanny pack.
And it was, what was it, injured?
I found
it like loved you. It like loved you.
I think what happened was, because I did some Googling, they knocked a tree fell over in my apartment complex. And there must have been like a squirrel's nest and he fell out of it. And sometimes the parent will abandon him. The babies.
Right. They like reject the kids.
They reject the kids because they're, you know, they are like, well, you can't handle life. You're going to hold me back. Basically, she was like a passive aggressive Casey Anthony. She didn't actually murder her kid, but she basically left it to be murdered.
Left it to, right. Which you took care of that.
I did. I walked by.
Right.
With my three dogs. And I was like, oh, there's a baby squirrel. And I was like, I don't need a baby squirrel. I'm going to leave it. And then I was like, well, if I come back and he's still there, I'm going to talk to him. I came back. He was still there.
Right.
I talked to him. He came over to me.
What'd
wasn't
you say?
Scared. I go, hey, fella, where's your mom?
Yeah. And what did
he say?
He
says to me, he says, that bitch
left.
She left with Steve. And they
his
got
stepdad.
They're doing crack.
Right.
And they shoved me out of the house. And mm-hmm. I says, I'll be right back. Go put the dogs up. I come back down. And I says to myself, if he's still there, it's meant to be. He was still there.
Right.
I walked up to him. He kept coming. And so I backed away.
Right.
I backed away.
You got to play hard to get with a squirrel.
I played hard to get. Mm-hmm. I go, you know, I can't choose him. Nature chose me. I said that.
I'm his mom now. Right.
I backed away. And then he climbed up. He scaled a wall like a little fucking squirrel. Lance Armstrong climbed up a wall.
Right.
And then I opened. It was the most Disney moment of my life. I opened my cardigan because that's what I wear. I opened my cardigan pocket and he crawled into my pocket and I went. You know, like Disney princesses.
Yes, you went.
I went. That's what I says.
Right.
And then I carried him around in a fanny pack for weeks.
You really did.
Loved him.
And then how did he die?
My friend, Munchausen by proxy. Munchausen by proxy.
It's her birthday last week. It was her birthday last week? The squirrel or your friend?
Hers. It was her birthday last Thursday, and his name was Skilo. And I left her with him. I had to do a weekend. I had to go to Sacramento, and I left it a Thursday morning, and I told her, like, the care instructions. I left one pertinent care instruction out because I felt embarrassed to tell her what she had to do to keep him alive.
Okay.
When squirrels are that age, and I only know...
Oh, God. Oh, fucking God. What's it going to be?
When they're that age, they, for some reason, they can't defecate and pee on their own. So the mother will lick their genitals to stimulate them to pee and poop.
Okay. So what were you doing? So what'd you want your friend to do? Tell me, this story has gone awry.
I didn't look for all of you assholes out there. I didn't lick the squirrel's nuts.
Asshole.
No, the alternative. I am literally crying. I know. I realize how scary. Oh, crazy.
Girl, it sounds insane. It sounds insane. What you're saying is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Tell me what it was.
I'm trying. So the alternative, the internet said, was to just
you get a hot towel
and you just rub its belly with the hot towel.
Okay, that's not too weird.
No, it's like it's soothing. You just make them. It's not like she's not licking them, like giving them like pleasure. It's like making them feel warm.
No, it's like nature. It's like mother's nature. Yeah,
right. It's just making mother's nature. It's
mother's nature.
I mean, you just make him feel calm, and he just would calm down. And then like a little bloop, bloop, little pee would come out, and cute little poops that look like Tic Tacs would come out.
Of course, yeah.
But I couldn't ask my friend Sarah to like give my new squirrel a fucking hand massage. Bath.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like some sort of Russian bathhouse in my kitchen sink.
I would have done it.
You would have?
Of course I would have.
So I didn't tell her. And Thursday night, she called me. She's like, hey, Skilo didn't make it. And then I filed a fucking police report. Immediately, I called the police. I said, my squirrel was murdered by Munchausen by proxy by my friend Sarah Brown Carter.
That's so fucking funny.
And the case is still open. And Brad Pitt's going to help me solve it.
Okay, name three Brad Pitt movies. That's going to be our last fuck, marry, kill.
Okay,
let's do Benjamin Button.
Okay.
A
River Runs Through It.
A River Runs Through It. And then what's that one where he's like an Irish guy? He's so Snatch. Hot in that one because he's like...
Or Fight Club.
Oh, okay. So we'll do Fight Club, Snatch, and
Benjamin Buttons.
Ooh, or should we do
Meet Joe Black.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's such a good one.
That's such a good one. He's so hot in that one. We have to do that one.
You just have to because of the character, but we have to take away, maybe we take away Snatch. So we got, who we got? We got Buttons.
We got Buttons. We got Hollywood and we got Fight Club.
Oh, those are great.
I'm going to marry, Hollywood. I'm going to marry Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can because fuck he's bust just like Benjamin a... Button.
Oh my God. Do I have to fuck Benjamin Button or do I have to kill Benjamin Button?
Oh, you can't kill.
You can't kill Benjamin Button.
Button.
No, no. We've seen his whole life. We've seen his whole life. We can't kill him.
But when do you fuck him? Do you fuck him as a baby man or as a man baby?
Well, you can't.
Where do you get
you
in there?
You can't fuck him when he's just born because he's too old.
Right.
You have to fuck him in the middle of his life.
When she was too old and she was doing when Taraji teaching ballerina. Had,
right.
Oh,
I God. Know. Yep.
That so movie is so heavy. So are we fucking Benjamin Button?
I guess we have to fuck Benjamin Button in his prime because he's very
so wise.
Hot. Yeah, he's
so
very
wise.
Hot and he's wise and he's smart. You know what? Actually, we're marrying Benjamin Button.
Yeah, maybe we should marry
him. You
gotta
marry Benjamin Button because he knows love and loss and he's been a weirdo, right? He was like born like the ugliest little baby in the whole damn world, right?
Humbled by wrinkles.
Exactly, humbled by nature.
Prenatal wrinkles.
Yep. He was born a little old man.
Shriveled.
Yeah. And then by the time he's, and then people are like, God damn.
But then Benjamin. You got to divorce him before you begin, but you got to divorce him before you go in jail.
Got to start wiping his ass.
Yeah, because you're going to get arrested for being a female raper.
True.
You're going to be arrested for basically becoming all the teachers in Florida.
True.
You can't fuck kids.
Can't.
It's not right.
Even if they're old men.
Even if they're old
Technically.
Men. Technically. That's a life rule. So you got to, I says you got to get in. Marry him, divorce him.
Okay.
In and out. You got maybe a good decade with him before neighbors are going to start talking.
Right.
They're like, there's a new guy and he is 14.
Right.
And we think it's her previous husband's son. We don't know where he went. I think she killed the husband.
She killed
now
Benjamin.
She's fucking the kid. And I'm an asshole.
She killed Benjamin.
She killed Benjamin. This is BJ, Benjamin Jr. So I agree. I think you can marry him, but you got a short window.
Right. You got a short window, which is probably better off.
So who are we fucking?
So then I guess I'm going to fuck the guy from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ooh. Right? Because he's a working man. That's the hottest Ooh. Thing. It's like a working man. He drives a truck. He's like a truck. He drives Ooh. A little car. You know, he's like a chauffeur for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Quiet.
Quiet,
mysterious,
minds his own damn business.
He kicked the shit out of Bruce Lee.
Exactly. He He set someone on fucking fire.
Hello.
Okay. That's my man.
I thought Leo did the last, was it the last scene with the.
Was it Leo?
It was.
But he beat the shit out of the people in the house. The people
with
who came.
Artistry.
Clear. How old is Brad Pitt's old ass?
Oh, honey.
He's 70. Not even old. He's just been in the game for so long.
He's been in the game for so long. He's December 18th. He turns 56.
Oh, he's not that old.
And
That's
I stand corrected.
Old.
He's from Oklahoma, Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Truly, if you were like the man is 70 years old, I would be like, true.
Because I would still marry him at 70.
My whole fucking life. He's been young since he's been famous since he was so young. So 56 is not old by any means, but.
I mean,
so perfect.
That's a face you could ride all the way home.
Oh, yeah. I don't need a car.
I bet he goes down on Whitman.
Oh, for sure.
I bet he goes down. I bet he eats a booty like groceries.
And you know what? He never complains, I feel.
Never complains. I bet he eats a booty like Whole Foods groceries. Mm-hmm. Expensive groceries. Turkey's $9.99 a pound.
Yep.
Organic turkey, $9.99 a pound.
For sure. He gives me that vibe.
Yeah.
He goes
sourdough
down on you.
Bread.
He goes down on you for so long that you're like, Brad, come up.
Yeah, he goes down on you so long, your pussy gets
get sick of him.
It gets what happens in the shower? Pruny. Your pussy gets pruny. Your pussy's like, are we in the shower?
It turns into Benjamin Button in the beginning of the movie. The first like 25 minutes of Benjamin Button.
Oh God. Too soon. Your pussy looks like Benjamin Button when he was born. That's how long Brad Pitt goes down on you. You're welcome, America. You heard it here. Carly Aquilino.
You heard it here first. So yeah, then I guess we got to kill the guy from Fight Club, right?
I think that's fine.
Unless you want to fuck the guy from Fight Club. I don't know. It's your opinion. It's your opinion.
No, I honestly, I do kind of want to fuck the guy from Fight Club just because he's so badass, but he's also, he's an alter ego. He's not real.
Right.
He's an illusion, and I've fucked plenty of those in my life.
True.
I've had restraining orders on a couple of those, so.
Illusions.
I'm done fucking illusions. You're no more David shadow Blaine. People. Yeah.
You're David Blaine.
I'm not here fucking illusions anymore. I need a real person, but goddamn, his body in Fight Club. Even Woo! Edward Norton in Fight Club.
Edward Norton is one of those guys where it's like, I will do it.
Gladly. I mean, girl. Edward wash.
I'm done.
Brad I'm done Pitt's body.
I want to wash my shirts on that. I'm Brad Pitt's abs.
Oh, God. But I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him because I think the dude in Hollywood is he's oh, yeah. just got more rings in his tree.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
he's
that.
He's a mystery.
Like, he's a mystery.
And he wears like a Hawaiian shirt. And we love that for him.
He's always chewing on something. I love snacks.
Right. Oh yeah. He's chewing on something. If he's not eating a snack, he definitely like has a toothpick in. Like he's that kind of guy. You know, he's like always got a.
He's have got like a.
You'd even have like maybe even a little piece of wheat in there.
Almost every single movie Brad Pitt does, he's always chewing on something. He's got like a wheat rind, like a fucking.
Is there an apocalypse happening right now?
Yeah.
Why? Did you hear that?
Oh God, what is it?
It was vibrating.
Oh God, it's Girl, my that pussy.
That was. It was your vibrations talking about Brad Pitt.
It was my Benjamin Button clit.
We have to do it. We have to got everybody put it into the universe that Jessie Mae's gonna marry this man. Okay.
It worked for Katie Holmes. She said she's gonna marry Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and it did. And it did. But did it work out for her? I don't know.
Not in the end, but not she got what she wanted.
In the middle.
Right where I'm gonna fuck Brad Pitt. Right in the middle of Benjamin Button. Oh no, we're marrying him there. That's where we marry him. That's right. That's where I'll marry him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
Put
love
it in the
it.
Universe for me.
He's wise. He's a wise little old man, but he's hot. So it's like, wow, you get it all. If you guys haven't seen Benjamin Button, you got to do it, okay?
It's get the tissues ready.
Yep. You're going to cry.
You're going to bawl.
Yep. I might watch it again tonight. I just watched it. Thank you guys so
another
much.
Day in a row. 4 days in a row, Carly's going to cry.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Hey, if you're crying yourself to sleep, let us know. Pit.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're crying yourself to sleep, definitely let us know. Send us an email to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. And yeah, thank you guys so much. Jesse, thank you so much for doing this, girl. I appreciate it. You were fucking at the lakes today. You were on mushrooms today. And you still took time out of your day to have this babbling conversation.
This babbling brook of a Brad Pitt pitch.
All I want to say.
What? Is, well, tell me. Oh, I can't wait to.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you guys. Guys, everybody follow Jessie Mae Peluso on Instagram, on Twitter. And she has a podcast called The Sharp Tongue Podcast. It's amazing. She's amazing. But guys, I'm going to spill the beans right now. We got a little something coming out for you sometime soon. We don't know when.
We don't know when.
I'll tell you, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
So mark my words, it's going to happen. So look forward to that and follow Jessie. Send her some love. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.